Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oh, that's Colourblind and Darius. I'm not colourblind. Are you colourblind, Eleanor Leo?
No, I'm not.
Well,
no.
I'm glad you're not.
I am slightly blind in one eye.
Oh, okay. But
not colourblind.
No, not enough to stop you from watching your fabulous films. Now, from the Star and Mouse Picture Show. Mm. Good morning. Lovely
Good
to have
morning.
You here.
Thanks for having me in.
Well, you've just been saying before we went on air that you're busy selling tickets.
Yeah.
And people need to get in there fast, but tell us about the highlights and, you know, basically what Star and Mouse is all about, really.
So we've been running for 3 years now, and delighted to say that our opening show of 2019 has sold out, which is wonderful. It's A Star is Born. But I'm really here today to talk about Bohemian Rhapsody because we're popping off to Wandlebury Country Park on the 4th of May, which is the first bank holiday weekend. And we're going to be there with Bohemian Rhapsody and some beautiful South African food and a bar and a band, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. So
the culture of your Star and Mouse Picture Show is that you take cinema to amazing places,
yeah,
inside and out.
Yes.
And in the winter, you just configure it really nicely, you're beautiful places. And then when it's summertime, which is just on the cusp,
I know,
it's March moment,
there.
Yeah. That you are now taking it to equally fantastic places,
yeah,
again. More outside or a bit of both?
We're doing, I'd say from May until October time, we're going to be outdoors. And do you know what? We just have such a nice time. Everywhere we go, we meet lovely people. We're in extraordinary spaces. Sometimes we're by the sea. Sometimes we're in castles. Sometimes we've got something on at the River Cam this year. We're doing our River Cam Festival. And it's just fine-tuning now. We're in year three and learning where are nice places to go and where people want to visit us.
Yes. So. Just as a little bit about how this all started and why you decided, because there's not many of you doing this sort of thing, are there? Especially in Cambridge.
Yeah, I think there's maybe four of us in Cambridge, four cinemas in Cambridge. Ours is a little bit different. We've gone down the boutique route. So now you can come to us and you can hire hot water bottles and blankets, and we do a particular ticket where you have a glass of Prosecco thrown in there and some popcorn too. And we're just really trying to change the ticket system so we have cheaper seats where you can just bring your own deck chair. And then seats where you get the posh seats with a lot of added extras.
And the idea is that you have your earphones.
Yeah. Oh, not always now, actually.
Ah,
we're going to some spaces where we can make some noise.
Right. So you could be outside,
yeah,
not worrying about big noise. But that's quite interesting too. So you've got two different setups sort of,
and now another screen as well. So we have a giant screen, which is 30 foot, which can accommodate 1,000 people. And we can use it for drive-ins too. And so we're just trying our hardest to get bigger and bigger each year. But
well, you've got some amazing places. So you've got Star is Born on the 19th mm-hmm. of April, you just said. That's completely sold out.
Yes.
But nice to know that is the
case. But Wandlebury, if you love A Star is Born, we are doing it on the 20th, which is Easter Saturday, at Wandlebury Park. And we've got pizza, a lovely guy, Sandro, who's coming to do Stone Baked Pizza, and a gorgeous musician, Rob Godfrey, is joining us.
So when you say musician, so when you have a break, or is this before or after watching
you
the film?
Yeah, you pop in early.
Yep.
You arrive with your friends. Sometimes we have face painting or festival makeup and food. We've got some garden games. So it's really just, we're creating a nice vibe for people to hang out in. We decorate. There's always strange, odd items in trees, like lampshades and clocks and things. So it looks a little bit quirky.
Yeah. What could you not like about an evening like this, quite frankly? It's just fantastic, isn't it? It's a whole new... I mean, I know that we all aspire to or reminisce about drive-in movies, but this is something different but equally as exciting, isn't it?
It's just gorgeous. It's really, really gorgeous. Yeah, we fell in love with it, doing it in our back garden.
That's how you started it, didn't you, in your back garden? Yeah. And someone said to you, or you thought, we love this so much, let's take it a bit further.
Yeah, well, what's really interesting is we used to just project onto the back of an old bus that we had as a spare bedroom in our garden.
You had an old bus?
An old bus.
In your garden?
Yes. And now the old bus is being renovated and it's going to become a cinema bus that you can hire out and go on holiday in.
Wow.
Everything is growing and developing, and I'm so glad that the old bus is still a part of what we're doing now, because it really has it's created what we are.
Well, you're really thinking outside the bus. If I don't mind saying that pun.
Yes.
But you've got amazing things, and if I click on view more, you've got so many fantastic things happening.
Yeah, I mean, I've just seen on the website the chef. So we're teaming up with Eat Cambridge, and we're being a part of their Fringe Festival. So I don't know whether anyone's ever been to Cote and Orchard. It's a really beautiful farm shop, and they've very kindly lent us their car park. So we're turning up. We have four of the biggest food trucks in Cambridge. I can't name who they are yet, but they are all producing delicious food. We're meeting up with them, and we're creating a night market with beer and food, and then this wonderful film called Chef, which, have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Yeah,
it is good.
Real feel-good film.
Just talk about the food, actually. Do you find that people are changing their sort of taste buds and values when it comes to food? Is that evolving as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're seeing more and more vegans and more people who are health conscious. So fast food doesn't need to be unhealthy, and it doesn't need to be anything. It needs to be really colourful and well produced, actually. I think,
and well presented.
Gone are the days where people want the greasy egg
and
bacon
bap, isn't it?
And we all are hankering for beautiful multicoloured salads and whole foods. And
that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
So,
because sometimes you could be slightly put off by that, going for a cheesy bar and greasy spoon, whatever, which is okay for some, no problem at all.
Hey, when we're on a hangover, maybe we all want that.
Exactly,
for
that's
we?
Right. But it is really nice. And then you're catering for everyone, aren't you?
Yeah, we're really blessed. We're working with some gorgeous food trucks and even sometimes, actually, this is going completely off.
Doesn't matter.
Off
we like
the track,
that.
But we've actually teamed up with a group of craft artisans as well. So some of our films, we actually have a little mini craft market there. We have jewelers there, and which is lovely.
And I can see that you and who do you run this with? Your husband?
My partner.
Christian. Yeah. I can see that you absolutely love this. It just comes out every time.
Yeah, we wake up every morning and think, we've got to go to work. Woo! And then we have to down tools at some point in the evening, but we're workaholics, really.
I'm just so impressed. Thank you so much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
And as you say, 19th of April, it's sold out, but the 20th for the
20th,
Star is Born.
You can still get to the Star is Born.
And you've got the amazing Bohemian Rhapsody at Wanderloo Park. And Wanderloo Park is amazing,
it's
anyway,
beautiful.
Isn't it?
But really
you always
beautiful.
pick some beautiful places.
Thank
and you're also
you.
Highlighting those places as well.
Yeah.
Which I think works both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, we're being invited back, so... hopefully we're onto something good with them.
Ellen Lyons, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.
From the Star and Mouse Picture House Cinema, and not house, but picture show rather. Star and Mouse Picture Show. And look on the website, which is staramouse.com. And then you put /screenings. You'll see the most amazing website and lots of things to do. Thank you so much
thank
indeed.
You.